This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. At 8:08 p.m. on the 8th day of August, the 8th month of the year, the Beijing Olympics will officially begin. The opening ceremonies include fireworks at more than 1,800 sites around Beijing and will feature a cast of 15,000 people. It will be a time to celebrate, but the thousands of lives lost during the Sichuan earthquake earlier this year will certainly be on people's minds, too. How do you strike the right tone with this event? For some insight, we turn to Don Mischer. He's produced and directed many large-scale television events, including the Olympic ceremony in Salt Lake City. Don Mischer, thanks for joining us on Day to Day. And could you tell us how long the planning for one of these events usually takes?
Generally, it would be a minimum of 2.5 years. More often, it's 3 years of planning.
And you were planning the opening ceremony for the Salt Lake City Winter Olympics, and you'd been working on this for, I understand, years, and then just a few months before the event was September 11th.
That's right.
How did that change things?
Well, the first thing that pops in your mind is that you don't want to be frivolous about things or silly about things. You have to kind of put things in a different context. For instance, the national anthem. After 9/11... we decided that we would bring the flag out that actually flew on the first tower that fell. And we brought out a group of New York firemen and policemen who marched out with the flag in absolute silence at the beginning of the ceremony. The flag was tattered, dirty. It could never have been raised on a flagpole. So they just carried it. Stadiums, by nature, are irreverent places. You never hear silence in a stadium of 65,000 people. When this flag came out, there was an eerie, complete silence that drifted across the stadium. And it completely changed the nature of it. And then other things that you had planned and that were part of Olympic protocol, like the parade of athletes, for example, suddenly that just became much more meaningful. I remember thinking that people would get up and relax. They'd get up and take their kids back and warm them up. It was 17 degrees in Salt Lake, and the wind was blowing when we did the opening ceremony. But as the nations came in, it was almost as if every nation was saying, we're here to support you. We are with you. And that's how it was kind of taken by the people in the stadium, and I think also by the people on television. It was the first gathering of world nations after 9/11, and it just became a riveting emotional moment. No one left. No one got up. No one left. They were just glued to their seats. So that was an example of how 9/11 just changed the meaning of something, and it made it more emotional, no question.
If you were the executive producer of the opening ceremonies for these games in Beijing, how might you incorporate the tragedy of the earthquake into the opening ceremonies?
Well, there are many tacks that they could take. The most obvious one is you can have a moment of silence to remember the 100,000 people who lost their lives. There must be a moment, because you cannot ignore something that was that impactful. Which direction they take, I don't know, and I'm very interested to see.
The key part of the Olympics are the games themselves, the athletic competition.
Right.
So why is there so much of an investment in these opening ceremonies?
Well, the common perception is that the tone of the games is set by the opening ceremonies. The opening ceremonies in Beijing will, without doubt, be the most watched event in human history. So there is a tremendous amount of pressure, and the Olympic committees are quite aware of this. If you have a good opening ceremonies, you generally glide on and have a fairly successful games. And for Beijing, everybody's expecting perfect opening ceremonies, right on the nose, perfectly run games, and that, of course, makes it more difficult.
Don Mischer of Don Mischer Productions, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.